programs are not designed to replace your medical or legal advice. The Angel Heart Radio Network hosts, co-hosts and guests do not prescribe medical treatment, nor do we dispense legal or medical advice. Welcome everyone to Angel Heart Radio. Our focus is peace, joy, love, and all the beauty of the world and the people of the world. That includes you and that includes me. We all have something incredible to share. We're here with a purpose. We highlight beautiful people from all over the globe who are doing wonderful things. We have live readings for you. Our chat rooms are so supportive and so loving. We share authentic, caring, conscious conversation and invite you to join us. We have the ability to embrace you in our love and to help remind you of your own purpose, of how special and valuable and wonderful and needed you are right now. So thank you for joining us on Angel Heart Radio.
Thank you indeed for joining us. I'm Annette McCoy, and this is a very, very special edition of Angel Heart Radio. And it has certainly caused a lot of interest. So I thank you all for joining us wherever you may be around this wonderful globe. It is my great pleasure this morning, and it's morning my time. It happens to be evening for our very, very special guest, Mr. Nicholas David Nann, who is based in the UK. And Nicholas is a very learned and I should introduce Nicholas and allow him, the author of Your Soul Contract Decoded, to tell us a little bit about himself. Nicholas, thank you so much for joining us on Angel Heart Radio.
Thank you for having me, Annette. It's a real honour to be able to talk about my work and share it with people in the world.
Well, you've been doing this work for a long, long time now.
Yes, I've been working with what we call soul contract reading for about 23 years now. And it all started off at the beginning of my spiritual journey in 1990 in Arizona, when I walked into a hotel room with my soon-to-become spiritual teacher, Frank Alper, and he sat me down for what's called a spiritual numerology of Moses reading, which I now call soul contract reading. And he took my name, my birth certificate name, and he converted it into the equivalent ancient Hebrew sounds or Hebrew letters. And out of those letters, he obtained the equivalent Hebrew numbers. And he then analyzed them on a Star of David. And out of that, he actually explained my entire life in an hour, and I was completely gobsmacked. It was like someone knew who I was, and it placed all the disparate experiences of my life into complete order, and I understood for the first time why I was here on earth. And that was the beginning of a massive awakening for me. And then I chose to stay on in America, because I've been traveling around the world at that time for another couple of months, so I could attend the workshop to learn how to do this work. And this is how it all started. And it's
right.
Based on the principle.
And I have to say, it's fascinating what you do, because I have had the pleasure and privilege of having a soul contract. You've decoded my soul contract. And it was a wow, because you're right, it's my life there, and it's a wonderful way of going, of realizing, well, am I on track? What is it I'm here for? What is my purpose? And so it's such valuable work that you are doing.
Yeah, the purpose of the work is to raise consciousness, to bring a very high level of spiritual truth into people's lives, and you come across this work when you're really ready to hear the deepest truth of why you're here on earth, why you're embodied, why your soul chose to come. And the purpose of this is to break through the illusions of the ego and get down to what is the soul really wanting to create? What does it want to experience in this lifetime in order to further its growth? Because prior to incarnating, the soul looked at all its previous lifetimes and it looked at the key themes, and then it chose from those themes another variation on them, and it designed this lifetime that you're in at the moment. It designed the family environment, the genetics, different significant relationships, the cultural context. And then it chose a name that would create through sound, because sound is creative, a name that would be embodied in the birth certificate name. And that's programmed into us, into our DNA and into our energy fields. And once we incarnate, that name is radiating out to the reality, and by the law of attraction, it creates each moment of our life. So this is getting to the core program, which creates everything that we go through. And when we understand that, we can see that there is an order to what actually goes on. And so the name is not chosen. Yeah, the name is not chosen at random at all in this process. It's very carefully designed.
That point I know you brought home to me, I find that fascinating, because some people in this lifetime actually change their name. Where does that fit in?
Well, our birth certificate name, you can think of the birth certificate names like the cake of your life. It's who you are and always will be. It will be creating very specific life experiences. It creates a very specific karmic issues where we face big challenges both in the physical and the spiritual aspects of our lives, not to defeat us, but to create a negative context to show us everything we don't want so we can then get really clear what we do want. For example, if someone creates a lot of disempowerment in their life, because of the karmic pattern they have, it means basically the soul wants them to engage with that pattern and then make a decision, okay, I want to be in my power and find a way to claim their power back. And so the very gift that we're here to deliver in life comes out of the biggest challenges we face. And a lot of people don't face those challenges because they can be overwhelming and therefore they get stuck in life. And one way of starting to work through karmic patterns is through using different names. We might only use our first and last name. Or if you're a woman, you might get married and you might change your partner's surname. And that new name is like a layer of icing on the cake of your life. And it's like it infuses different flavors and energies into the birth chart, which may either help or hinder you or have no effect. But often the soul designs these different names to actually infuse the right frequency so that we can shift through our karmic patterns more easily, and we can bring on our talents and activate our goals in life, and ultimately the product of bringing online all our physical and our spiritual, overcoming our physical and spiritual karma and bringing our talents online, that then allows us to actually achieve our soul purpose or our soul destiny. So the different names we use and the different relationships we have and the transmission from those people's names all help us grow and change and experience life in a very intense and deeply emotional way, which is how our soul learns the fastest.
All right, I've picked up on that word fastest, because obviously we're all here in this lifetime for a reason. We've chosen to incarnate at this time. You also said that we, like the people who have tuned in this morning, have done so, they're ready to hear this information. Would you say that's a definite?
Yes, you only get access to the sort of level of truth, this information, when you're ready to hear it. because the soul brings it to you, it manifests it for you because you're ready to take the next step. You need that level of truth. This is what I've found with the actual readers of the book about this work, Your Soul Contract Decoded. Most, about 98% of people who pick up the book, they read it between 2 or 3 days. Some read it in a day because their soul brought it to them and they just really want to hear the deepest truth. They've heard a lot of other things and they've got might get close to it, but they want to go to the deepest level of who they actually are and the reason for being here. We all search for the meaning of life, really, and the aim of the book is to get very specific on what your what we call soul destiny, the real purpose for being here is. Occasionally some people don't get it, but maybe they just need to do the transmission, but most are ready to hear the message, which is why they've manifested it in their life.
Mm-hmm. So if people are interested in your book, we haven't even mentioned your website, because I know that you are very accessible. In this, isn't it wonderful, technology today? Look at what we're doing this morning. I'm in Australia, you're in the UK, we have people listening around the globe, people ringing in, certainly from America, and Australia, it's amazing the access that we have to people these days.
Your information is as close as your keyboard or your screen nowadays, and you can read more about the book at its web portal, which is yoursoulcontractdecoded.com. That's the simplest way to find out more about the book. And there's also my overall website, which is called Center, and it's the American Center with an ER, for consciousascension.net. That's that website which describes a lot of the spiritual technologies I've been developing, which a lot of them are talked about in the book. Because the book is more than just a Hebrew numerology reading. The book is a synthesis of probably 33 years of private session practice, really, clinical experience between me and Almira Ariel Hilaire, who developed it with me, this work. I developed it from what Frank Alper shared with me. And it's really the book is really a manual for life. The book takes you to a place where you can find out what your soul contract is. It shows you how to generate your own soul contract, generate the numbers, and then how to interpret them, what it means. You find out where you are on what we call the spiritual map of life. And then it also allows you to obtain recommendations. Okay, I found out where I am on this map. Well, what do I do about it? How do I move forward on this map? And then it gives a whole process for spiritual awakening based on my own experience of navigating the illusions of my own soul contract and just the tools that I found to help myself grow, become whole again, and work through the negative context of my karmic patterns, come into my power, come into my communication. So really it's a manual for ascension. That's what the book turned into. I didn't realize that when I wrote it, but that's what Spirit had in mind. So it's sort of the manual that I would have liked to have had at the beginning of my life, or at least the beginning of my spiritual journey. So I decided to write one so it would help others, so people wouldn't have to struggle so much.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your assistance in that matter. And I know others do too. Now, Nicholas, are you ready to do a reading? Because I do know that we have Robbie on the line.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? Let me welcome Robbie. Robbie is one of the regulars on Angel Heart Radio. Hello, Robbie, and good afternoon to you.
Well, good afternoon, or it's not, is it good evening? Or good morning, it's good morning.
It's good morning to me.
I'm trying to figure out where you are.
And good evening to Nicholas, who's in the UK. Robbie, please meet Nicholas.
Hello, Nicholas. Hello, Robbie. It's nice to talk to you.
Yeah, we spoke a bit earlier, Robbie and I, so I'm preparing for this.
Fantastic.
I'm excited. I didn't realize this would help with the ascension process. So I am really pumped about this, Nicholas. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Okay. So let's start off with a question for you, Robbie. From the place you are in your life now, what burning question do you have about your life in terms of your spiritual awakening and where to go next? You know, the big question you have that you would like answered. I'll see what we can pull up on track for you.
Yeah, probably if I'm on the right track, if there's something I should be doing differently at this point for that awakening, that ascension process, and my spiritual, my soul's journey. If I need to do anything different, tweak things.
Okay. Can you just give me a summary of where you've got to, then I can take it from there.
At this point, I'm writing the second book. Spirit wanted three books out of me, Divine Spirit, and so I'm writing the second book, and the first book is being promoted. I'm in the process of doing speaking and international speaking and also consultations with people and providing information on my website to help people thrive in body, mind, and spirit. I'm a holistic wellness consultant. So, and then I meditate every day, and I, you know, am working towards the ascension process of being totally awakened and enlightened.
Okay, that's a nice summary. I've got that. Okay, so looking at your chart here, in physical karma, you have what we call a 14-5. And these English numbers are just representations of the 22 Hebrew frequencies that we use for this system. And these don't relate in any way to conventional numerology. So in physical karma, the 14-5 is about being a pioneer. So do you find you want to be a pioneer and speak new truths, Robbie? And that's got you in trouble in the past.
Well, clearly I'm a pioneer. I am a rebel and bringing forth the truth and information to people. Sort of, I see my job as helping to wake them up. So.
Yeah. And the other part of the 14 is about creating intense relationships, emotional relationships with all sorts of people in your life. Does that happen, or did that happen a lot when you were younger?
I think that happens everywhere I go, to be honest with you. I find that when I'm with people for any period of time, it usually changes their life in a dramatic way.
Yeah, because the purpose of the intensity is to, you're acting as a mirror for others to show themselves the multidimensional nature of who they are, different parts of themselves they haven't seen before, and vice versa, so they get to know themselves a lot better. Mm. And it also helps you discover who you are in the process, looking at the chart here. So the key with this is to know that people can only handle so much intensity, so you've got to pace the mirroring process so they can find out who they are but still manage to keep going in the process as well, because you've got a 14-5 also in soul destiny. So everyone who comes to you goes through a very strong journey of self-discovery, I would say. Is that the case?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good advice.
Yeah. In physical talents, you have a double nine, and the nine is a symbol of great power. It's the most powerful number in the system. It's like a steely, flowing dragon energy. And do you press everyone's buttons, Robbie, when you work with them? Emotionally, they just pop all over the place.
Well, isn't that fun?
Yeah.
I can attest to that.
Yeah. Yeah, so you just have to walk in a room and they'll pop. You don't have to say anything. You just got to be there. I'm looking at this chart here because you've got 6-9. You see, you've got another pair in physical goals and another pair in spiritual goals. So there's do you feel like there's an enormous power in you and that you can pretty much do anything you like here on earth and you'll be okay?
Pretty much, yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Yes, this is like the dragon power of God, and it's here to catalyze people to really awaken and change. And it's about learning to embody the power of the soul and let go of the resistance and the ego of totally trusting the power of your spirit in terms of your channel, in terms of the transmission of raw energy out into the world, help people awaken. So when you were younger, did you find it difficult to trust yourself at first, and you sort of asked everyone else what you should do?
Yeah.
Did that happen?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm resonating with everything you've been saying so far, Nicholas. Thank you.
Yeah. And did you find that when you started to trust yourself, things started to flow more smoothly in life rather than listening to everyone else?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because your inner gut feel, which is a flow of your spirit communicating through your bodily sensations, is actually the answer to all questions for you. Because your spirit will tell you if you just open and feel it.
Okay.
And that's the ultimate guidance system, especially for you here. And as you trust the power of the soul, more of that power will be unleashed in the world to help others awaken and grow. Because the layer of icing that you provide in what we call the overlay transmission of frequency to someone else is very powerful. It's like the energy is like wake up or else. That's the energy you transmit.
That feels about right.
Yeah. So in spiritual karma, you have a 12 and a 3. So when you were younger, did you feel like you didn't get enough love, that you weren't worthy enough of love?
I think so. I came from a large family. My mother and father were quite overwhelmed.
Yeah. How many children were there?
There were six of us. And there was
okay.
a set of twins in there, so they were in over their heads.
Yeah. So the negative context of the 3 here is all about overcoming the ego's perception that it wasn't loved enough, and to basically peel out the emotional onion of the unworthiness within the 3 energy, because deep within the 3, which is what we call a symbolic internal canal, is the deep wisdom of the soul. And as you clear the unworthiness out and you feel worthy to show yourself and communicate in the world, which you're clearly doing with your book and with your work, that deep wisdom will come out of you, and you just say these things will just pop out of you, and it'll really touch people because they can feel the power of the truth of what you say. Does that happen for you now?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so there's great wisdom is coming out, and leadership and powerful teaching and communication is coming to the world. It's about bringing these deep inner concepts and ideas out so that others can get the answers that they're always seeking. And the 12 here is about learning to come into balance in life. So were you out of balance when you were younger? Like
absolutely.
Yeah. What sort of things happened?
Big time.
Yeah. And how are you now? Are you more balanced now?
Yes.
Yeah. Because this is about learning to expand yourself, your conscious personality expression, which is, the soul contract basically describes our ego personality construct, which is a filter for the soul to interact with the reality, the earthly reality. And so what's happening is that you're here to learn to expand in a balanced way and not create obstacles in the way of that expansion. And you're actually here to absorb lots of knowledge and expand it and then communicate it out into the world in a higher form. Is that actually what you do?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
You're really good.
You read lots of books, don't you? You might have 4 or 5 books going at once.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. People with 12 threes have the biggest libraries in the world in their houses. Okay. And so in spiritual talents, you have a 15 and a 6. So the 15 is what we call inner circular movement. So did you spend a lot of time when you were younger, Robbie, trying out lots of different things to find out what actually would work for you?
Yes.
Yeah.
And even as a young adult.
Yeah. And how long did it take till you found what felt right deep in your body, and in this case, in the system, symbolically in your stomach, that you felt you were in the right place and you could relax and you didn't have to feel so insecure anymore about life?
Probably my 30s.
Yeah. And what did you find? What settled you?
Well, a number of different things, but I had to move away from the religious upbringing that I was raised in and find...
Yeah.
The internal answers within.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you very creative, Robbie?
Yes, I think so.
How does that manifest? Is that in your writing or your work overall?
Yeah, and a little bit of art sometimes, but yes, the writing and just daily living, whether it's decorating the house or making cards for people or just playing with watercolors, yeah.
Yeah, the creativity is really important. It's in both the six here, but also in these nines you have, because in letting go into the creativity of the soul, that will bring out other gems, because it's moving to a right brain sort of space of just being in the flow of spirit, really, in that time's flow, which is what artists experience.
Okay.
We're not in a linear analytical process, which we're very much conditioned with in the West. So that works very important for you.
Okay, I could improve on that one.
Yeah. And the Soul Destiny of a 14-5, and that's all about through all these intense relationships, eventually in this lifetime, the product of working through everything that I've just described, you will actually discover who you really are. As a multidimensional being expressing your truth in the world.
Okay.
So I would say, can I ask, did you have lots of different relationships when you were younger or even still now with people?
I do have a lot of relationships with people, yes.
Yeah. You mean in terms of love relationships and partners? You have a lot of different types.
You mean like romantic relationships?
Yeah, when you were younger.
Not necessarily romantic relationships. I tend to be sort of long-term relationships. I've had very intense long-term relationships.
Yeah. Yeah. So were those a source of some of your greatest learning?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
Clearly, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this is, your motto would be, Robbie, something like, I relate, therefore I am, more so than the average person.
Yeah.
Okay. So the self-discovery is really important, because then that will take you to higher levels of, in terms of others discovering who they are.
Okay.
So overall, the chart's saying it's about discovering who you are so you can help others discover who they are, being a pioneer and speaking your truth no matter what, and coming fully into your power so you can catalyze others to come into their power as a master teacher, and doing it in a very creative way.
Okay. Great.
And I'd say it's about working with people who really want to go the whole way, really want to grow, because the power on the chart's enormous. So, yeah, people are really serious about awakening. They're the main people to work with here. That's what the chart's telling me.
Yeah, and that's what the book is geared towards, the next one. Yeah.
Yeah. So I hope that gives you some clarity.
Oh, you're great. You're awesome. That's wonderful.
And Nicholas and Robbie, I need to step in at the moment because it is important that we have a break. So if you two can stay there just for the moment, everybody, we're going to take a breather and we shall return after we listen to a couple of things, including music from Faith Rivera.
Are you aware of the angels that surround you? Are you aware of their guidance and their love and their support for you? You are magnificent. The angels know this and they invite you to discover this about yourself as well. You're here with a very important mission. AngelLight777.com welcomes you. There's angel guidance, angel heart radio, and so much more. AngelLight777.com to check out more from the angels.
Sister.
Live your life with passion. Isn't that what we're all about today? I'm Annette McCoy. You're listening to Angel Heart Radio, and this is a very, very special edition of Angel Heart Radio because it is our pleasure to have with us Nicholas David Nann, who has written Your Soul Contract Decoded. And Nicholas has been explaining to Robbie Holtz what her life purpose is. And it's over to you, Nicholas and Robbie, having listened to Faith Rivera and Vision. Over to you.
Okay, Robbie. How does all that feel, what I've just shared with you?
It really resonates, Nicholas. You're very, very good. It's so intriguing, the information that you were able to just spot on. I'm gobsmacked, as you say.
Very great. English word, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. I love that when I heard you say that. It's great. No, I think it validates what I'm doing, and it also gives me a little direction, you know, move a little bit more into that creativity and self-discovery. So thank you so much. I'm really, really very grateful and honored to have you do this for me.
Yeah, I would also say in your ongoing work, you need to ride the pioneering edge because that's what makes you feel completely alive. That's the five. Okay.
Okay.
Push
great.
The boundaries. Keep pushing the boundaries because that's exciting to you, Robbie.
Okay.
Anything normal is a bit boring, actually, to be honest.
We will push the boundaries. I love that. I have permission now. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's right here in the chat.
Watch out, world.
It's going to be fun. Thank you so much again, Annette and Nicholas.
My pleasure.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us, Robbie.
You're so welcome. Thank you so much. Take care.
Oh, Nicholas, it's wonderful to be able to see you working on air and allowing people to see just what you are able to do. Oh, you have certainly been given a gift, and I know it's a gift that you've worked on as well. Nothing comes easily, does it, in this lifetime?
Well, it's all about practice and mastery. A friend of mine, Damien Sen, he told me that it takes 10,000 hours to master a craft. And that really stuck with me when he said that. And I actually went off and worked out how much time I'd spent giving readings and developing this work before it really took off and people got really into it. And it probably was about 10,000 hours over
wow.
the past 20 years or 10, 15 years in terms of grasping the core interpretations that got shared with me and by Frank Alper and then developing it based on lots of clinical experience into the current form it is and then distilling that in a book. In a way that was accessible. So yeah, it takes time, but it's a very fulfilling journey to hear from readers that they've finally understood their life and that they're making progress and they understand their kids, and understand their partners at last. And people, one woman said to me the other day, I go around, I've highlighted all the key points, it's my manual of how to sort out life. That's what she said to me, with those effects. And so if my hard work in developing this work can help people live better lives, then I've done my job. Because there is an easier way. And essentially, this work is about learning to connect and follow our spirit and not be at the mercy of our ego mind. And that feeling of spirit is what we were talking about with Robbie, where there's a feeling of rightness in our bodies, especially in our hearts, of what is... What expands our heart, what gives us joy in our body, because that's our soul telling us this is the right way to go. And this work's about getting to doing that more of the time, because if we understand the spiritual map of our life and follow that, then life starts to flow. Life starts to get a lot more easy. It's not so challenging all the time. And the reason it does get challenging is because we're not following the flow of spirit, not following what we call the spiritual signature. And so it means you can cut out probably 70-80% of what you think you should do. And if you follow the map the soul's laid out and you open to it and engage with the challenges that are there and then transmute them, life opens, and gradually, or more rapidly actually, you can dissolve the illusory ego programming and then embody much more of your higher consciousness. And as that comes through us, that's when life gets more joyful. That's when we start to live what we call living heaven on earth. And that basically means following the flow of spirit, only doing what feels right, and then life really opens and our ego eventually dissolves and surrenders. So we eventually become the walking, talking, feeling expression of our spirit, which is our true nature. And that's when life gets very, very joyful and ecstatic. Uh-huh. So this book is about, and this work is about trying to get to that place. It's a place I call one of soul integration. Okay, it's where you've hit a threshold of soul integration, where the ego is no longer fully in command, where the soul is manifesting through us because we're clear enough, and that's when life gets really exciting, because that's when our mission, our purpose really comes online.
Now, if people have just joined us, Nicholas, they can find out more of what you are talking about by going to the website centerforconsciousascension.net. Now, center being spelt the American way, C-E-N-T-E-R. And I'm sure if they Google Nicholas David Ngan, N-G-A-N, lots will come up there as well. Google's a fabulous way of gaining information.
It is, yeah. It's the best place to go to.
Yeah, that's true. Now, Nicholas, we have Yvette on the line. Yvette, welcome to Angel Heart Radio.
Hello, Annette.
Hello,
please,
Yvette.
Please meet Nicholas.
Hello, Nicholas. How are you
Hello,
this evening?
Hello, Yvette. Good, really good. Looking forward to this.
Great, so am I.
So, Yvette, what question do you have about your life that you would like to be like answered here with this little page reading?
I'd like to know if what my soul's purpose this time is, what it's all about, if I'm on the right path, or I come to a lot of forks in the road. Am I zigging when I should be zagging? Am I on the right path? What do I need to do to get on the right path if I'm not?
Okay. So can you give me a summary of where you've been to get to this point, and then we'll see whether you are on the right path here?
I'm actually pretty lost right now at this point. I'm just living. And I'm looking for the answers. I'm looking for the truth. What am I here for, and what lessons do I need to learn? Where do I need to go so that I can learn those lessons?
Okay. And what have you been doing up to this point before you started feeling lost?
I've just been trying to research more, trying to be with people more, trying to understand. Understand life.
Okay. So what do you do for work or spiritual practice, Yvette? I've got a little more context and I can start to put everything in place for you.
For work, I work around a lot of people. I supervise people. I work with people. I'm in contact with people all day long and all night long. And as far as my spirituality, I'm very open. I'm open to learning and I'm just open.
Okay.
I want people. I'm just like a sponge. I want to know. I want to learn. I accept everyone for what they are and what they do, and who they are. And I want them to accept me for the same reason.
Okay. Well, let's talk about your chart then. So, in physical karma, you have what's called an 11 and a 2. And so, this is the reason you feel lost in life at times, because the 11 is about learning to take new ideas and concepts and discerning from them what's your truth and throwing away the stuff which isn't your truth and building new structures of truth in your life.
Okay.
And the two is about learning to have the emotional resiliency to cope with those new structures of truth. So when you're in a phase of feeling lost, it actually means that your subconscious is actually trying to process some new information and filter out what is true for you. And then it's actually constructing behind the scenes a new structure of truth. When that structure of truth is built, it will start to reveal itself. And suddenly you actually understand, I'm in this place, and this is where I am now with my truth. Now I can move forward. But until that new structure is put into place, you'll stay lost, because unless you're clear on the structure, you won't want to move forward. Is that actually what happens for you?
Yes. Yes, very much.
And the other thing that this pattern does is that you may have malabsorbed a lot of your family's emotional issues, not just your parents,
yes,
but maybe from your ancestors, and you're busy processing it all, trying to heal the family line. So I would say releasing that imprint from the family, from the ancestors, is important, because underneath that is the true Yvette.
Yeah, I very much feel that way.
Yeah, because you may be living a life for your ancestors, not necessarily for you, while you still carry the karmic load.
Yes.
So I'd say you're here to build a structure of truth to help others in some form, looking at this chart here. And you have nines and physical talents, and they are all about stepping up in your power to catalyze others to grow and change, for to be organized. Do you feel that you've got a lot of strength inside you, Yvette? You're protected and someone's looking after you?
Always, yes.
Yeah. So that's a very, very powerful tool. It's a bit like Robbie's. She has the same energy. So you're here to catalyze change in others, big change, and to really move things forward and to be a leader, really, out in the world. In physical goals, you have a 19 and a 1. And a 19 is the energies of bringing spiritual frequencies down to the earth plane and having them manifest into a physical form for others to come into, to learn about and achieve their goals in life. And the 1 is about, it's the coming into the masculine aspect of God. It's about, did you have a difficult time with your father when you were a child?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. So it's about coming into balance with the masculine energy, making peace with that if your father perhaps disempowered you inadvertently. So it's about coming to peace with the masculine. And it's about learning to disseminate healing and knowledge into that space you created with spiritual energy. So how would you say you're creating, holding space for others in your current life at the moment? How are you holding space for others so they can learn about their goals?
Yes, I am, but it's very one-sided for me.
Yeah. Are you doing all the space holding and you're not getting much back from them?
Yes.
Yeah. Is this at work or how is this?
It's all the way around. It's both at work and at home.
Yeah. Okay. So you're definitely here to hold space out in the physical world for others as part of the spiritual mission here, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And that may manifest as a physical space for your spiritual work in the future.
Okay.
So more to sort of see where, how that's coming about. In spiritual karma, you got 77. So were you indecisive, Yvette, as a child?
Yes.
Yeah. How are you now with that?
It's getting better, but I can be pretty waffly.
Yeah. Well, the major decision you have to make is, shall I show my real self or not to the world? And so there's a heart wound to the inner child that's come from childhood. And the inner child is basically saying, I don't want to be seen because I don't feel safe to show myself. And if I do show myself, someone might see me as being bad or might reject me. So I'm going to hide away. I'm going to put out a facade, a public facade, which I want people to see so they don't see the real me. Do you resonate with that, Yvette?
Yes. Yes, I do.
So the key to actually this next phase of what you're here to do is to heal that inner child, bring her out into the world gradually, creating a bubble of safety around her so she can express her true feelings and thoughts, and so she can let go of the subconscious control she has by putting out, playing mind games with others to distract them from finding out who she is, so she drops the facade. And the paradox of this is that when you're in your truth and you heal the heart and open it to others, everyone around you will have to open their hearts as well. You know, when someone walks in the room and speaks total truth, everyone goes really quiet?
Yes.
Because truth is a very high level of consciousness, even higher than unconditional love. And if someone tells a lie to a group of people, then everyone's onto them because they can feel the frequency's really dropped. Well, you're here to be the former. I'm just saying you're here to work with groups of people to speak from the heart and be very authentic and to network and bring together lots of like-minded people and to synergize them into a greater whole from that network. So are you doing that at the moment?
Yes, I am.
That? Yeah. So it's saying to me that you're here to work with groups of people to bring to and within a space, holding a space for the 19-1 physical goals and to give them lots of structure in life based on the truth that you've learned through life's experiences. And nines are about catalyzing them to grow. And in spiritual talents, you have another 11 too, so it's about, again, continuing to build your own spiritual structural truth. And the spiritual goals are nines. It's about coming into your power. It's about trusting your inner gut feel, letting go of resistance to the ego may carry, to coming fully into your power. That can come from, this is often from past lives, but it may manifest with a relationship you have your parents or partners. So how are you, Yvette, in terms of coming into your power?
I didn't hear you, Nicholas.
How are you in terms of coming into your power, standing in your own power?
I have a tendency to hide. I know it. I start coming into my power and people start seeing it, and then I back off and hide it. So
why is that?
Not real sure. I think I try to make them feel better about who they are, and I hold on to who I am because I know that I'll be okay. So I tend to have a tendency to pull back.
Yeah. Well, this is about learning to be in your true power and just being, showing your authentic self, because you're really here to push buttons just like Robbie is, okay? To catalyze those who really want to wake up. And by being in that true power, that's actually how you'll serve them, by that transmission of that really strong energy of the nine, which is that dragon-like catalytic energy.
Okay.
And in Soul Destiny, the product of working through everything we've just described is a 12-3. So are you always in a rush, Yvette? Too many
things
going on?
Yeah, I'm always in a rush.
Just not enough time, okay. What's happening here is that the soul's trying to expand you at a conscious level so that you can absorb lots of information and then come to the three, come into worthiness to actually share this deep wisdom you have from the soul out into the world. And part of the reason for hiding is because the ego doesn't feel worthy of showing its true self. So you've got to peel up the unworthiness, Yvette, because then underneath that is a real leader and master teacher who's to come out to the world with her truth, with her power, with her open heart. That's the reason you've come here to Earth. And so it's about learning to love yourself so you don't overdo things. It's about pacing it, knowing that you are going to feel in a rush because of the way this program works. Because as you start loving yourself, what happens then is that the flow of people and ideas and money and things will come to you more easily, because the universe will react to that. Now she's loving herself, she can have some more energy from us in lots of different forms.
Okay.
How's all this sounding so far?
Perfect. Sounds good.
Yeah.
I can totally relate to that, to everything you're saying.
Yeah. So there's great potential here for even for more growth. And I would say the key thing is coming into your power and being worthy of expressing that power in the world, and then bringing out a deep wisdom of who you are and creating safe space for the inner child to show herself in the world, because she has a great gift of love to bring out in the world, and that will attract all the right people to you for this next phase of your life. Because she's created a lot of isolation, this child, but actually you're here to work in a team, Yvette, and so you've got to open your heart enough so the right people will turn up to co-create with you. We as light workers tend to have a default setting when we arrive on Earth of, I'll do everything by myself if I don't meet anyone like me. But that can be pretty isolating, but actually there is a whole team we each have. But it's about being clear enough within our ego self to actually be able to attract that team. And that's when you bring people to you who seem very familiar, even though you might not have seen them for many lifetimes. And that's when the real magic happens, when we get to that state.
Okay. Wonderful.
Because you don't have to do it all by yourself.
Yeah, and that's how I always feel. I have to do it all by myself.
Yeah, that's why I'm mentioning it. Because you only get half the mission done if you try and do it by yourself. You get a whole lot more done when you work in a team.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Nicholas, you have set Angel Heart Radio afire. We have lots of people in the chat room. We have people lined up on the switchboard. I think it says they want you to come back.
Well, it would be my pleasure to come back, Annette.
Well, that would just be so, so good. Yvette, thank you so, so much for making yourself available.
Well, thank you, and thank you, Nicholas. It's you're truly gifted, and your passion just shines through. So thank you again. I appreciate everything you've done and everything you've said.
My pleasure.
And thank you, Annette, for giving me the opportunity to meet up with Nicholas.
That was my pleasure, too. I delight in how spirit works through us.
It's amazing.
Catch you soon.
Okay, thank you, Yvette.
Nicholas, what an absolute pleasure. It took a while, didn't it, for us to be able to coordinate times when you were available and I was available. But, hey, we've certainly had the big tick from Angel Heart radio listeners because, as I said, you have set the place alight. So I would like to think that, yes, you will certainly come back and be able to help others, because that is your desire, isn't it, to put it out there, to tell people that we can have our soul contract decoded, to give us another way of looking and checking as to whether we are on track and what is it that we're able to do to get more out of our life and to make life a little easier on ourselves.
Well, this is all about connecting with and aligning with our soul and our spirit, and then living its deepest desires and bringing our gifts to the world. And those gifts come out of our biggest challenges, our karma. And it's the soul's greatest desire to deliver its gift to the world if we would only just listen and connect with it. And this is what this work is all about.
Yes, yes, and of course, not only your website works really well, and would you like to put that over the airwaves again?
Yeah, the website is centerforconsciousascension.net. That's an American center with an ER. And if you're listening and you'd like to work out your own soul contract, there's the book called Your Soul Contract Decoded, which has become a bestseller, and that can be, you can read more about that at yoursoulcontractdecoded.com. That's the web portal for the book, and that basically allows you to decode your own soul contract, find out this, about the spiritual map we've been talking about tonight, and then also find out, well, how do I get on with it? How do I actually make my life happen? And that's what the book is all about. It's a manual for life. It's a manual for ascension to live the most fulfilling life possible.
And that's the important thing, isn't it? For us to be the best that we can be, and you are giving us a wonderful, wonderful tool. So I would encourage everyone who is listening, whether you are listening live at the moment or down the track in the archives, which is another wonderful part of internet radio. We can always listen to a show that has been on air. Give yourself the gift of finding out about your soul contract. And Nicholas has invited you to go to his website and also invited you to procure a copy of his book. And if we all got a copy, then we can pass that around. And of course, you can pass on this information to those you love and those you know. It's all about, as you said, Nicholas, linking up and helping each other to live the life that we were meant to live, and to our best in the best possible way. That's simply what life's about, isn't it?
Well, if you're going to be embodied, you might as well make the most of it. And this is what this sort of work is about. This is what spiritual awakening is about, really. It's about consciously bringing our gifts, our love to the world in our own unique, each in our own unique way.
Well, thank you so, so much for the guiding light that you are, because you've certainly hit the nail on the head for yourself, and you, at the moment, you are doing your utmost to help others do a similar thing. Thank you so, so much for joining us, and I trust that this is the first of many appearances that you will have on Angel Heart Radio.
Thank you for hosting me, and it's been a real pleasure to share the show and co-create with you.
Well, thank you. It has been my pleasure too. Everybody, please stay tuned and for further developments, Rhea, Nicholas, David, Nan, and more appearances on Angel Heart Radio. If you would like to know about the other shows that happen regularly on Angel Heart Radio, please visit the website angelheartradio.com. There you will see all of the shows. And if you would like to be in contact with me directly, please contact me, Annette@angelheartradio.com. Again, Nicholas, thank you so, so much for joining us. Everybody who has been listening, thank you for taking the time to let us into your lives. Bye for now.
You've been listening to another fabulous program on the Angel Heart Radio Network. We thank you for your company today and invite you to join us again. You can find out who's on, when they're on, and who our guests are simply by going to angelheartradio.com. All the links are there. Everything's just one click away. Until we meet again, remember this, that you are magnificent, a wonderful creation, and no one can do what you can do. You're very, very special indeed, and we appreciate who you are in the world. Until next time, keep shining your light, for it's beautiful indeed. Our programs are not intended to replace your doctor's advice. The Angel Heart Radio Network and all our broadcasters do not dispense medical advice, nor do we prescribe any form of treatment for physical or medical problems without the advice of a physician, either directly or indirectly. Our intent is to offer you information of a general nature to help you in your quest for emotional and spiritual well-being. In the event that you do use any of the information broadcast for yourself, the Angel Heart Radio Network and its broadcasters cannot assume any responsibility for your actions. We wish you well in all you do. Thank you for choosing to listen to the Angel Heart Radio Network.